Person Yeres HaKodesh, and the Alter Rebbe was explaining the statement of the Gemara that it says that the section of Miriam was placed next to the Korban Chatas to tell us, just like a Chatas is Mechaper, the Korban is Mechaper, same thing is the Misa Sadikim is Mechaper, atones for. And the question the Alter Rebbe asked was, why Davke Paraduma then? Paraduma is also a Chatas, but it's not Chatas Kor Rachmona, but it's really everything is done on the outside. It's not like a regular Korban. Why didn't we put it next to a real Korban? And Alter Rebbe started to explain that the accomplishment from a regular Korban is the Mayim Nukvin, which means the Milmata Lamailo, the Sarusa de Latata, that when you burn the animal, the animal comes from Klipas Noiga. So Noiga reaches up till the level of the Chayis of the Merkava, in which brings down Hamshocha from the Odom HaElyon, which is Al HaKisei, which comes Hamshocha from Zoh and Malchus, which goes down into the world, which is the accomplishment of the Korbanos. As opposed to, but on a higher level, is the level of Parah Aduma. That the Parah Aduma is actually, it's called Kiddush Mechatas. That draws down from the level of Chochma, and that draws down from the level of Arech Ampin, of Keser. And from there, actually all the tikkun, all the tikkunim, the corrections, the birurim, bimavarer, even choshech, even the darkness, comes from there. Al-Trebbe will continue to explain as it comes out in the letters of the number in the 13 attributes of mercy, the way we count it, and where it reaches the level of Ratzin, he's going to say that the Parah Aduma arouses from that place, and the Mises Tzadikim also touch the that place, and therefore it's an Eis Ratzin, Neitzer, level Ratzin, and it can even tackle sort of Avi Avi Satuma, because the Korban Chatas was only for a Shogeg, it atoned for. A person did an Avera by mistake, an accident. But the tumah of a Parah Aduma is considered to be a lot more severe. That's a via vesa tumah, it's a dead body. And still it can be metayr, which means that the power to be metame has to come from, to metayr, even atomic, has to come from a higher place, which is the place where the Misa Sadikim, that's the Eis Rotzin, where the Petit of the Sadikim, and therefore you can be metayr in that area. So let's see what it says. Vihine mudua zois. This is known, the Abba, that Chochma Yoinek Mimazul Hashmini, he takes, he nurtures from the eighth mazel. So when you have the 13 the 13 levels of mercy, so you have Hashem Hashem, then you have Kael, Racham, V'chanan, Erech, Apay, V'raf, Chesed, V'emes, Noitzer. Noitzer is the eighth. It's a mazel means a mazel, and here means a very, it nurtures from the mazel. The mazel means a very small level, from the level of keser, from the level of the eighth level. Mazel Hashmini. V'utikun noitzer chesed. So that's called the tikun and noitzer chesed. The way it's supposed to read is like this. V'hutikun, they're all called tikkuns. The tikkun of v'noitzer, because in the pasuk it says Hashem keil rachum chanach bav rav ches v'emes. Then it says v'noitzer inside in the whole time he keeps on saying v'noitzer, v'noitzer. In the pasuk it says noitzer chesed. Let's see. I think it says further also. It says v'noitzer, and over here in the comment it says noitzer chesed. But al koponim, it's called the Tikkun V'Noitzer. Noitzer is Ois Yois Rotzen. I'm going to search the sources for it. But the word Noitzer itself has the spelling of Rotzen. We don't need the extra Vav to make it to the level of Rotzen. But he's basically saying that Abba comes from the level, is Yoinek from the Mazel, from Arachampin, from the level of Noitzer. V'hukamke Eis Rotzin Hamizgalo Umeir Bebchinas Gilu Milmailo lemata, that's also that same rotzen that we talk about in nimshech trupora aduma from the level of noitzer. It also reveals itself be'ez petira sadiki elyon evda havaya at the time of the passing of the righteous supreme tzaddikim, those who serve Hashem be'ave with love, b'mesiras nafshem laHashem with their devotion, giving over their lives to Hashem b'chayim during their lifetime, arviz v'shachris b'kriyas shema during the evening shema and the morning shema, when they said b'chol nafshcho b'chol meidecho, so they sacrificed themselves. Shal yidei zeh hoyu ma'ilim ma'im nukvim la'ama v'ima. So they would bring up the Isarusa de Latata, the feminine water, to Chochma and Bina, Abba V'ima, which is Chochma Bina, Bikriya Shema, in the reading of the Shema, Ki Yodua. That, as it's known, that when you say the Mesiras Nefesh, from that you say the Kriya Shema, goes up to Chochma Bina. V'chein B'Talmud Torah, says in the parenthesis, the Mechochma Nafka. The same thing with Talmud Torah comes from the Chochma. So when they learn Torah, so there's also the elevation of the Maya Nukvin to the level of Chochmah. Ba'yidei, so and through there, through the Maya Nukvin that they elevated with their Mesiras Nefesh, they would bring down the masculine waters, which Mamaylo, mitikun noitzer chesed. So here it just says noitzer, not v'noitzer. He says just from the tikun of
Noitzer.
So I don't know why in the in the Pnim it says Mitikun v'Noitzer Chesed, but here in the Shurim B'Sefer HaTanya they bring down Tikun Noitzer Chesed before too. I'm not sure why. But over here the Alter Rebbe inside it says v'Noitzer Chesed. The pasuk, like we said, not sure of this. Okay, so they bring down Tikun Noitzer v'Noitzer Chesed. Behein heim hameirim bebechinas gilu bepiterosim, and those signs, the level that they got through in Kriya Shema, that comes down in a revealed way, bepiterosim, when they pass on kinoidam. So what does it have to do with the, when they're passing on? Why is that time? Because it's known shakol amal haodom shom lo nafshe bechayiv. That all the effort that a person put in effort during his lifetime. So what happens? Lemailo, it's bibchinas hester vehelem. And it was above. All the accomplishments that he did above, and it was in a hidden, in a blocked way. Mizgalu made bibchinas gilu bimailo lamata beis pitirose. So that is revealed, and it shines from above to below at the time of his passing. Behine. Again, here in the Pnim it says v'noitzer with the vav, and in the Shurim Sefer HaTanya it says noitzer chesed without the vav. So I'm not sure. Maybe they know something that, you know, that we don't know. Maybe it's a luch hatikun or something. But in the way b'as it's always v'noitzer chesed, and here it's noitzer without the vav. Okay, so v'hina de gilu ha'oros tikun noitzer chesed v'noitzer chesed b'pitirosom. Meir Chesed Havaye Me'olam Ad Olam Al Yireyov. So that brings the shine from the hidden world to the revealed world on those who fear Him. This is from the Apostle Kintilim Kuv Gimel Yud Zayin. Upoil Yeshua is Bekerav Oretz. And he impacts salvations in the land. L'chaper alov en adoir, to atone for the sin of the generation. Avgam al hazdoinis, also for the intentional. So that's why it has to do with the Efer Paraduma, because the tzaddik's petira, which brings down from the level of Arich Ampi, which brings down from the level of Keser, has the power to atone even for this doinis, which Shemi Gimel Klippas Atmeis, they come from the three impure klippas. Shalamata minoiga, that's on a low level of minoiga. Elefi, shamazel de noitzer, mimoiches timo darich ampin, because the mazel of noitzer, over here it doesn't say divin noitzer, it says mazel de noitzer, is mimoiches timo darich ampin, is mekoir abirurim, that is the source of the all the sorting out, this hapchuch hashoicha, the shviris hakelim. It turns around the darkness of the breaking of the kelim and hoida, the oil matikun, to the light of the world of correction. So that is accomplished through the pora duma, that's accomplished through the passing of a tzaddik, mash enkin, bekorbonis. This is specifically through the light of Kesir, specifically through the passing of the tzaddik, which touches the level of Kesir, mash enkin, bekorbonis shagab mizbeach, as opposed to the korbonis that were placed on the mizbeach. They are only atoning for the accidents. They come from the overpowering of the animal soul that comes from Noga. As in Mukut Parshishva Yikra. So that's why it has been placed, the Mises of Miriam, the Mises Sadikim, next to the Pora Duma. Mapora v'chulu, because just like the pora is mechaper, because the pora is mechaper for tumas meis, it's mechaper, but it's mechaper for tumas meis. Because ubeyalkut parshus shmini hagirsa mechatos. Over there, instead of saying just the heifer, ma'por mechaperes, he says the mechatos are mechaper. Because at the end of the day, what is mechaper? The mechatos. But that has more to do over here with the explanation here, because this that it can also take care of the klippers, atmeis, is the idea of kiddush mechatos, of the kiddush mechatos of the poro, which means that bringing down the Kodesh HaElyon till Chochmas Timoah, till you can change and take the klippas also and turn them around from the level of this highest level. So that's why over there he brings down that over there is the Yismechatis. But in any event, the passing of Tzadikim is more than just like a regular Korban Chatis. But the passing of Tzadikim can actually accomplish, to accomplish even the Shosh Klippas HaTmeis. And that's why it's juxtaposed, it's brought, put next to the Pora Aduma or the Mechatos as the different uses.